this event will help provide some more funding.
Yes, indeed. We this past year in the Saline County 4-H Development Fund provided 10 college scholarships to 4-H alumni. We supported the 4-H students that would go to the state 4-H camp at Rock Springs. The cost of those activities is becoming very, very challenging for many families, and through our action we were able to take the edge off that for them. And we also fund quite a few leadership training events for teen and adult leaders so they can continue on the programs that we're talking about.
Two more questions for our guest. What do you see? We know where you stand today. I mean, you've got 20 years growing strong. What's next? What's just over the horizon?
Well, of course, there are a lot of new programs that 4-H is exploring. One statewide is a STEM program, STEM being science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We are, in fact, talking with the state 4-H director about how can we develop those programs for our 4-H youth in the state of Kansas. And so that's one area that's definitely on the horizon. And of course, just continuing on what we're doing, but with knowledge that youth now has so many competing opportunities. We want to be able to expand our enrollment in the program and reach out to even more kids than ever before.